Looking for their first win of the season on Thursday night. Got to say Thursday night. This is a Lair Thursday, but also Friday at halftime, as always, of the Milan broadcast game with the Wildcat football team hosting Harrisburg this week. Please be joined by the head coach of the Milan Lady Wildcats and Nate Dodson. Coach, we had talked last week about how going into kind of a tough stretch, you had Gallatin to open the GRC and a really difficult road trip Monday night up to North Harrison, that you really wanted to get that non-conference game in last Saturday. It didn't happen, and it kind of threw the girls to the wolves a little bit up at Eagleville on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, it'd been nice to have an extra game under your belt, especially before you go into that Gallatin game. You know, if you could say you had two games to kind of work some cobwebs out, just kind of get a feel for, you know, just any adjustments that you want to make offensively or defensively. If you had two games under your belt, it helps with that a bit, you know, going into that first conference game. But unfortunately, we weren't able to get that game in on Saturday, and you could tell that North Harrison had already played. You know, I think they had four games going into that evening. So, but you know, it is what it is. We came out and learned some valuable lessons, and the same goes for last night when we were able to get in our conference game against Gallatin. So. I've seen some pretty good improvements here over the week and in just a short amount of time, and hopefully we can put things together and scratch a W in the win column tonight.
Well, yeah, and I don't know, you know, what Novinger has. Maybe they have an outstanding pitcher, but usually you get down to that Class One level, and they're not going to quite be at the same level as your GRC teams. And yeah, after having 14 innings of nothing on the board, Coach, I think it would be nice for your team, and I know you're in agreement on this, just get a couple of runs on the board and get the feeling of having a lead and playing with the lead tonight.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, just come out and score. And I think once we're able to get a run or two across and we start to get kind of a feel for it and get some momentum going our way, I think we'll be just fine. And, you know, the biggest adjustment for us will be at the plate tonight. You know, we've seen pretty good pitching over the last couple of days at North Harrison, and the Kerrigan girl last night at Gallatin, or here against Gallatin rather. And so we've seen some pretty good throwers. So we're going to have to make an adjustment tonight, I bet, and do a good job of keeping our weight back and just staying disciplined at the plate so that we can stay back and hit it hard and hopefully drive the ball and find a way to manufacture some runs and let that momentum carry over to the defensive side of the ball so we don't have to be perfect all the time on defense.
And did it take an inning or two for Katie to kind of get her rhythm up at North Harrison Monday, Coach, as you look back at it?
I think so. You know, I think that first inning she came out and gave up four runs there in the first. But, you know, like a lot of kids and a true competitor, she came out pretty jacked up in that first inning, and she was ready to go, you know. And so for a pitcher, you know, against a good team, you can't rely on just blowing the ball past people, and you've really got to make sure that you focus on hitting your spots and being able to change speeds and make sure that we can locate pitches. And you know, I think that was part of it on Monday night. You know, she was just trying to do too much in that first inning and came out hoping and looking to blow the ball past people instead of just trusting her stuff and hitting her spots. After that inning, though, she really settled down, and we were able to kind of get in a groove on the mound and defensively all the way through the sixth inning, I believe. It was still a four or five ball game, and they tacked on a few more here and there at the end of the ball game. So, you know, when you are unable to score against a quality pitcher and catcher like that North Harrison has, it puts a lot more pressure on your pitcher, and it puts a lot of pressure on your defense. So we just got to be able to overcome those moments and find ways to get the job done offensively.
Obviously, offensively, you're looking to fight off tough pitches, lay off tough pitches, and then if you get a meaty pitch down the middle of the plate, you want to go after it. That's the improvement you're looking for, but with a young team that's looking to get the confidence going, that is easier said than done. But I feel like that with your team, once they get that first game of kind of opening the floodgates offensively, that they'll be a lot better.
Absolutely. You know, for a young team, confidence and momentum are everything. You know, and if you're able to scratch out a couple hits here and there, it has that trickle effect, and then you just keep the line moving. And last night against Gallatin, we really did some nice things at the plate, I felt like. We had some very solid contact, but got to tip your hats to your opponent sometimes, and we definitely had to last night because they played some outstanding defense. Took probably four or five base hits away from us that would have resulted in runs. So just timely hitting and finding a couple gaps, and it's a different ball game. You know, if you can get on the board early and relieve some of the pressure off of your pitcher and your defense. So defensively, though, we only had we had two errors, and we really didn't let those errors get us down, and we were able to overcome them. Unfortunately, we just couldn't find a way to get a run on the board.
You had a couple of social media messages last night, Coach, about how into it your crowd was last night. You just had a really good crowd for that Gallatin game.
Yeah, man, we had some great support here for our home opener. Our fans are awesome, and we had a great turnout. I was really pleased with the amount of people that we had in the stands, and we've got some very supportive parents of this group, and it was great to see, Earnham students, too. You know, the football team was down here. We had quite a crowd, and it was just nice to, to see some kind of normalcy and I have a lot of people here supporting the girls, and they definitely like that support behind them. And hopefully tonight we can play well enough that we allow that to pay off for us. So we're really thankful for the support we had last night.
Oh yeah, and big picture wise, tonight's you can look at non-conference games and kind of say, okay, we separate the non-conference from the conference, and there's reason for doing that. Conference games are awfully big, but you're looking to get that first win. It's a game that you figure if you come out and play well, you're going to have a shot in this one. And you got two conference games next week, so you want to get a little bit of momentum going into that home game with Polo next Tuesday.
Yeah, hopefully we can establish a little momentum tonight and let that carry into next week. And then we've got a real tough one coming up against Princeton on Thursday. So, when you start out 0-2 and we haven't got a run on the board yet, we're not going to take anything for granted. We're going to try to take advantage of any opportunity that we get, either on the bases, at the plate, or on the mound, or defensively. So, we got to not press, and we got to let it come to us, because we know that we're better than what we have been over the first two nights. And if we can just get a little confidence and momentum going our way, we'll be just fine.
She didn't get a base hit Monday, but she had a couple of just really tough at-bats where she grinded out a couple of walks. She had a couple of really nice plays, threw out a bunt to start the game. It was a good debut for Kyla White.
Yeah, absolutely. The freshman stepped up the challenge defensively, too, and had some really nice plays on bunt coverages at third base for us that particular night. And then was able to flash the leather a couple more times last night and had some good at-bats. Just good at-bats. Even if they result in a strikeout, if you're getting a quality at-bat and you're making the pitcher work to get you out, that's all that you can ask for. Just have a quality at-bat, make sure that we're swinging at our strike early in the count, and we go down fighting later in the count and fighting off pitches when we have to. So she's definitely taken a big step forward here over these first two games. And, I think once she does start to get the ball in play, she can hit it hard. And she doesn't waste any swings. She swings it hard. So, we're looking for big things for her. And I think just like the rest of them, but especially for a freshman, a young kid who's playing the whole corner, just getting a little confidence and momentum established will be great for her.
Yeah, flashing the leather too. Great catch in the left center field gap on Monday night for Fanny Marquina. Here are the game times. 5:00 on Thursday night, the Lady Cats play host to Novinger. Polo at home over at Legion Field on Tuesday night at 5:30. Then a trip to Princeton on Thursday the 10th at 5:30. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against the Wildcats.
Hey, thanks so much for the coverage, Tom. You have a great evening, man.